Okay, welcome back to another edition of the Vegan Rainbow Show. I'm Bill Houston.
And Mike Hudak.
I think we are in the process of getting Dave Louthan on the line again. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Listeners may remember him as being the slaughterhouse worker that was responsible for killing the cow that was later found to have mad cow, the first one in the United States. And this story kind of ties into that. This is fresh off the wire, Mike, as we speak, and I hope that Dave can hear this. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will increase the number of cattle it tests for mad cow disease by 12-fold to help restore confidence in the safety of the beef supply. The U.S. will test 446,000 animals from high-risk populations, such as downer animals or cattle too sick to walk to slaughter, Ron DeHaven, the department's chief veterinarian, said in a conference call with reporters. A random sampling of 20,000 otherwise healthy cattle older than 30 months old will also be tested, he said. The U.S. currently tests about 38,000 head of cattle a year. But do you have any quick comments on that, Mike? I know that we want to probably get into this with Dave.
Well, I'm really more interested in hearing what Dave has to say. Can we get Dave through here?
Well, I'm here.
Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hi there.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty well. Say, did you hear that that story that my partner Bill Houston read here?
No, I didn't hear it. Which one was
Oh, yeah. This just came off the wire a couple hours ago. The U.S. government is now saying they're going to increase the testing by 12-fold, 440-some-thousand animals. I'm just wondering, what do you think about this?
Oh, it's a big trick. They said they're going to do this. You know, they've been saying this and saying that, but actually what they've done is nothing. Now, they said they're going to do that, but here's the thing. Now, we're not killing downers anymore. And they're not going to test any of the good, healthy cows. What the heck are they going to test? I'll tell you what they've been testing year to date. Right now, they got it set up so a farmer somewhere in any state calls up the USDA and says, I've got a dead cow. They'll go out there and give him $50 and sample that brain there. That's the only thing they've been testing so far. Now, they said they're going to do this. They said they're going to start it in June. I got a dollar that says they don't. They're liars. They're corrupt. Completely corrupt. So, and here's another thing. They're going to be testing it in their laboratory. There's a whole bunch of private laboratories who want to get into this, and that'd be good for the economy right there, but they're not going to let anybody get into it. They're only going to use their laboratory. That way they can control the results. If they find a positive, you're not going to hear about it.
When we talked with you 3 weeks ago, you were on your way down to Sacramento to speak to the legislature down there.
Oh, God, that was great.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I went in there. Nobody knew I was coming except for Senator Speer. They had the California food and drug people and the California health people all sitting at the table there in front of the senators, and they're sitting there basically parroting what the USDA is saying, like our testing system worked, the firewall worked perfectly, even though we all know by now it was just a fluke that cow got tested. And they're going on and on, and she's sitting there, and then she says, just a minute, Mr. Loudon, could you come down here? I went down there, and I told my story about the cow and the vet changing the paperwork and all this other stuff going on. And then I sat down, and I'm tell you what, she ripped into them boys for 30 minutes. You want to talk about people sweating bullets? Oh, my God. She tore them up. California is going to be the first one to switch to, instead of going with the USDA, they're going to go with their own state testing. Now, I talked to Senator Speer's office about 10 minutes ago. I told her that the very minute you start testing your California beef, I will personally escort that meat to Japan with the Nippon film crew. And she said, that's fabulous.
Well, that's
what we're going to do. Whoever wants to start testing first, I will personally escort that boatload of meat to Japan.
I saw that story there a week or so ago, maybe not even that long, from the Sacramento Bee. I guess it was just last Friday that they're introducing this bill in the California legislature that would make them the first state to take that testing over from the federal government.
Yeah, I think that's just super, and I think that's what's going to have to happen. I think each state that doesn't want to go out of business, each state that doesn't want their farm crushed, each state's going to have to take it into their own hands. You know, we've trusted the USDA long enough. By now, we know that the USDA is run by J. Patrick Boyle. He's the biggest cattleman in the country and all that. He runs the USDA. He pulls Ann Veneman strings. He's the one who got the Mexican border opened up. He's the one that got he wants to open the Canadian border, and that'll open in a few days, you see. You know, first he told Ann Veneman, let's just take the box beef from the under 30 months down here. Then he told Ann Veneman, let's just bring the box beef from the over 30 months down here. Now he's telling her, since we got all the beef down here, let's bring the whole cow down here. and that's what's going to happen. Even though now we know all the mad cows we've had are from Canada, and they're calling it a certain low-risk country, and they've got mad cows. I don't see what's low-risk about it. And then here's another thing. They're going to, even if they start testing 200,000 cows, even if they start testing 500,000 cows, they're still going with that random statistic sampling as if that's going to do a damn bit of good. You know, if the random cow they happen to sample is the random cow with BSE, that's fine. I want every cow tested. I want to know that hamburger I'm eating is safe. I don't want to know that one in a million hamburgers is safe. I want to know mine is safe. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Sure. Dave, what is that Japanese film crew up to? They've been following you around there, at least they were as of about 3 weeks ago. Are they?
Yeah, they went home this weekend to do their laundry. They're back in town now. They're going to meet up with me here in a day or two. They get to go back to Tokyo once a month or something like that. I think that's too much.
So are they doing this as part of a film, or are they just a news crew for a television station?
Well, it's like the 60 Minutes of Japan. I guess I'm bigger in Japan than John Wayne right now. So, you know, I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go over there directly as soon as I get done kicking some butt here.
I saw another story today. I don't know if you saw this one. This is also just off the Reuters news service about 3 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time. Maybe you've seen this one, and I'll just read a little bit of it. It says U.S. Senator Max Baucus, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee.
Oh, he's another blackheart.
He said today that Japan's reluctance to resume U.S. beef shipments because of mad cow disease concerns could lead to a bigger trade conflict with Washington.
Yeah, I called this a month ago. What's going to happen here is they say, all right, you're not going to take our beef, that's fine. We're going to raise the tariffs on your cars, and they're going to try to force Japan to take this meat that may or may not have BSE in it. We don't know because it won't test, but what he's going to do is he's going to raise all the tariffs. He's going to start a big old trade war with them. You know, America, they're the big old knuckles. They're going to try to beat everybody into doing it their way. Japan's not being unreasonable. They test all their meat, every single bit of it, and they want the meat they buy from us to be just as safe. That's all they want. They want a program equal to theirs, and I don't think it's too much to ask. You know, if you consider how easy it is to test the meat.
How much does it cost per cow?
Well, right now it costs about $20 a cow, but once you start mass production and you get all these fast tests set up, it's just going to be a few cents a cow. You know, the breeding age cattle in this country are already tested for brucellosis, every damn one of them. And so just adding one more test isn't really going to cost anything. Plus, you know, the producers, the meat packers get this meat for $1 a pound. And when you go to the store and buy a steak, it's $8 a pound. I don't think we're going to hurt them too much.
Then what do you suppose the resistance is?
Well, they don't want to find any more mad cows, that's for one. Right now they can look you right in the eye and they say, we've only had one mad cow and it's from Canada. They cannot find another cow. They're not going to find another cow. When they start testing these hundreds of millions of cows, they're not going to find anything, because even if they do, that's going to go right into the wastebasket. The cow that turned up now, if you go back into your Google News and look at the Ames Laboratory, they had a guy there that day that wasn't even supposed to be there that day. The regular guy was off. He was in there. He saw that positive come up. He alerted the media. Nobody was ever supposed to hear about that. The fact that I tested that cow was a fluke, and the fact that the media found out about it was a fluke. The whole thing was a big screw-up.
So what do you think about this situation with Mexico? You just alluded to that a couple of minutes ago about them strong-arming them to get that opened up. But it sounded like Mexico was really hurting. Sounded like the lack of beef was causing inflation, because the price of their domestic beef was going way up because of not having a sufficient supply.
Sure. Well, Ann Veneman opened up the federal checkbook and bought her a minister, and that opened up the border. But the fact is, you know, nothing's changed. The beef is still as dangerous as it always was. And in Mexico, that's the way the government works. You pick out the appropriate minister, write him a check, and you get what you want. That's the way that country works.
Let's talk a little bit about Doc Thompson. That's been another big story here the last few weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You were the first person to say that this cow was not a downer. And then since then, a couple of your associates, the owner of the slaughterhouse and also the truck driver, have corroborated your story.
Yep.
But this contradicts what the veterinarian on site put in his report. He said that it was a downer. And now there's a big controversy about that. The USDA is backing him, or at least it was. But I've heard that there's also a criminal investigation now.
It's a pretend investigation.
Oh, really?
It's not real.
Well, tell us about that.
Fong, the lady that runs the Office of the Inspector General, is Ann Veneman's friend from California. they've been serving together forever, so they're best pals anyway. But I've got the vet's worksheet in front of me right now. He put this cow down, and it says, first of all, the numbers, I'm going to put this page on my website tonight so you can have a look at it. But right now it's kind of hard to get. You have to Freedom of Information it, but I've got a copy that Steve Mitchell of the UPI sent me. The numbers on the left-hand column are out of order. The USDA doesn't do paperwork with numbers out of order. They just don't do that. He's got this cow down as sternal and alert, which means it was down and awake, but he was unable to get a temp. Now, you would never, ever bring a down cow in anywhere, anywhere in the United States where they kill down cows. You would never bring a down cow in without taking his temperature. That's the main thing they go by. It needs to be above 97 and below 103. If it's below 97, that cow is in the process of dying. If it's over 103, it means it's got a fever or some kind of systemic infection and it's not edible. And he puts down he's unable to get a temp. Now, there's no reason in the world why you can't temp a down cow. He was unable to get a temp because it was a walker and he didn't have any reason to temp it. That alone right there, you know, that's the smoking gun I've been talking about all along. But I talked to the Office of the Inspector General last week and I told him, I said, I'll help you. You know, they've been sending agents to my house anyway. I said, now, instead of harassing me, why don't we work together? I'll help you on this any way you can. They said, well, we really don't need your help. And I said, well, that's fine. So, you know, now they don't want to talk to me. Yeah, they need a fall guy. Now, Rodney Thompson's a good guy, and I've known him a long time. He's always been a good vet, a good honorable guy. He got a good head under pressure and stuff like that, and I really like working with him. But he kind of fell into that mess when they started doing this. Now, I caught him changing the paperwork, at least I think I did. I can't prove that, but I stuck my head in his office when he was doing all that. And I asked him, why are you saying this cow is down? And he said, why, if it was down, why do I have it here as a suspect? And he's pointing at the paperwork laying down on his desk at any rate. I think he was changing it right there. At any rate, so now they need a fall guy. So the inspector told me Rodney Thompson got a three-level pay raise back in the beginning of January, and he was missing. I mean, missing. Nobody could find him. New York Times couldn't find him. UPI couldn't find him. Nobody could find him. Now, all of a sudden, he's back over to Vern's. This is about 2 or 3 weeks ago. He's back to Vern's just about the same day they announced they were going to have a criminal investigation. So what they're going to do is hang Doc Thompson out to dry. He's the fall guy. And, you know, it all goes back to Ann Venom and Dr. DeHaven. They're the ones that did it. But since they're best pals with Fong at the Inspector General's office, nothing's going to happen to them. They're just going to hang Thompson, and that's going to be that.
So you think that there's going to be some kind of reprimand for Thompson or something? But
Yeah, I suspect so. I believe he'll probably get fired and all that other good stuff. Who knows what else is going to happen. But since he's the low man on the pole, he's going to be the one. Which is, you know, you can't feel sorry for him. He had a choice. That day they made him change that paperwork, he could have stood up and said, no, fire me. But he didn't. He played into that cloak and dagger thing, and now it's going to cost him.
So what's up next for you?
I'm in the middle of all kinds of stuff. I'm talking to the senators, you know, Harkin and Davis, even though I'm starting to lose faith in them, too. They're not hitting this as hard as I thought they should. They're just kind of idling along on it. I'm not sure if that's a real thing or not either. But I'm working with some production companies. We're making some documentaries. I'm talking to the reporters. And generally, I don't know. I'm trying to keep it out there. I'm trying not to let it fade down. That's my boy.
Oh, I see.
He's home from school. And so I'm trying to keep this from fading down. But, keep it out there in the public because, you know, American people have a way of forget about stuff. We're charging on.
I think Jeff has a question.
Yeah, hi, Dave. I was just wondering, you're unemployed right now, right?
Yep.
So how are you being financed, or are you just...
No, heck no. I got $133 a week unemployment after child support.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, I get donations through my website, you know, $20 here, and, you know, it's been enough to pay for the gas and a motel room and stuff like this here and there. You know, just American people are just kind of helped me along. It's kind of been a break-even deal. I hope the truck don't break down then because I'll be screwed. But as long as the truck keeps running, I keep running.
Now, you're saying you're going to be kicking butt here before you go over to Japan. How are you planning on doing that? Do you see any kind of major turnaround going on?
Well, as soon as I can get an invite into the very next hearing in Washington, D.C., I will. I've had 2 or 3 offers to go there that keep canceling out or they keep changing the hearing dates. You know, like, that's the hard part is getting into D.C. I've got to get in there somehow or other. If I have to walk over there and knock on the front door, I'm going to have to do that. But I was hoping these senators would invite me over, but they haven't yet.
Okay, well, hey, Dave, why don't you give our listeners your website so if they want to check it out.
DaveLouthan.org, DaveLouthan.org.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave, for talking with us,
sure.
And keep in touch. I
great.
Love talking with you.
Call me anytime.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Yep. So long.
And this has been the Vegan Rainbow, and we'll see you next week at the same time, Monday night at 6 from 6 to 7 p.m. And see you later, Mike.
See you later, Bill.